Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
All right. Second Date Update on a Thursday. Jeremy, good morning, brother. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing amazing. Thank y'all so much for having me.
Listen to that energy, Katie. Listen to that enthusiasm.
I love it.
Man, I'm already a fan.
I'm excited. I'm ready. God,
Dude, it always warms our heart to hear that, and thank you so much. But why don't you tell us about Stephanie? That's who you emailed us about. What's going on there, man?
So, look, like, it's hard dating when you got kids, right? Like, I've got mine, and then, like, other people got theirs. Anybody with a kid knows how hard it is to date. And I met this girl, Stephanie, at a birthday party. She was there with her kid. I was there with mine. We kind of hit it off pretty well by the cake stand, you know. And we decided that we were going to go out.
Where all great romances start. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was going well, right? Like we went out to get dinner. We had a nice chat. We went home. There was no funny business. There was no, like, nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm you know, I'm just worried that I might have scared her off because I haven't heard anything since. I did bring up, like, a story about my ex, which, you know, it might have been a little too early for that, and I can kind of jump the gun.
Yeah.
But that's, like, the only thing I can really think of.
Well, I'll tell you, we have had a few people that have reached out to us before that did seem to, like, when you got too serious too soon, it seemed to, like, scare people off. But, I get the thing with kids. Like, when you have kids and you're dating with kids, I could see how you might have a different mentality and you want to get some of that out in the open or whatever. But I don't care what it is, man. I really like you.
Yeah.
I'm vibing with you, Jeremy. I want this to work.
I vibe with y'all, too.
You guys want to go out?
I just want good things
to happen.
Hey, guys,
I have a great second date package. We'll pay for it.
Jeremy, hang on.
Frito, what do you think? Jeremy, what do you think?
I don't want to step on him. We're trying to get Stephanie involved here.
It's a bro date. Okay.
We're going to get her on the phone at 725.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
I was going to say another day, another soul-crushing Second Date Update, but after talking to Jeremy, we have high hopes
that
we might be able to make something happen.
It's been a while. It's been a minute, if you've been keeping track.
So Jeremy's a single dad. He's raising his kid, met a single mom out at a birthday party. The kids hit it off. They hit it off and went out on a date, but he hasn't heard anything back. He's worried he might have been a little of an oversharer on the date. Talked about the ex. Maybe that's why she's not answering his calls. But we wanted to find out, so we went straight to the source. Hey, Stephanie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey.
Hey, it's Frito and Katie. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. You guys are calling me. This is so crazy. You guys are super new. Welcome to town. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you
for coming to town.
No.
Like, making my life better.
Oh,
thank
dude.
You so much. And you're funny.
Thank you so much. Don't say that too early, though.
Yeah, let's be real.
Let me tell you why we're calling first.
Oh, no. God. Why?
Stephanie, if you listen to the show, I'm sure you're familiar with Second Date Update, right?
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. So you went out with a guy recently. We want you to go back out with him. We will pay for that date.
Oh, no.
But the guy in question is Jeremy. Do you remember Jeremy?
Well, it's not like I date 100 guys. I know who you're talking about, but that's not happening. We went out. Oh, my God. That guy was, like, the cheapest of the skates. That guy has, like, no skates.
Cheapest of the skates. Like, okay.
He'd probably love a free date.
Okay, so you think Jeremy was cheap. What made you think that? Like, what did he do? Did he not pay for dinner? Did he leave you with a bill? Did he run out on the check? I mean, what happened?
Well, he paid for us, so that's good, right?
But yeah.
There are basically two things that sort of made me go, okay, first, I have a kid. Single mom. He knows this. We met at a birthday party. Our kids were at the same party. That's how we met.
Right,
he asked me out on a date, and At no time did he volunteer to compensate me for the babysitting or pay for the babysitter when we went out. So that was number one. That sucked.
So he didn't pay for a babysitter.
No.
Is that something that happens?
I think that should be the standard. I had to call like three different sitters to get this thing covered. This is always a pain in the neck. Like, you think you got it covered, then you don't have it covered. But either way, I get stuck with a bill, and I don't see why I should have to come out of pocket when you've asked me out on a date. I was just going to hang out with myself, and I like myself. So,
okay.
You know.
Well, we do have Jeremy on the phone. He wanted to know why you haven't called him back. Jeremy, did you ever consider that you should offer to pay for the babysitter?
I've literally never thought about that, 70. Who's going to pay for that?
You absolutely should have offered. I mean, also, the fact they didn't offer to pay when I wanted to get, like, an extra meal for her to go that at the restaurant, that just was super cheap. I couldn't believe it.
Are you talking about the extra meal that you ordered while I was getting the check?
Yes, for my daughter, yes. That seems reasonable to me as well.
No, you ordered that when I was getting the check. I didn't get my kid anything else. I also had to pay for a babysitter. We didn't get the same babysitter. Like this was an individual thing.
No, that's not how dating works. Maybe that's really crazy.
Do you think this might be going a little too far
I mean, is he supposed to pay for your gas? Did you meet at the restaurant? Did he pick you up? Like, where does it end?
I've never had that happen, but maybe. I mean, you know, dating is really expensive. Like, not especially as a woman. You're a single mom, yay. And I have one income. I have to buy dresses. You guys can wear the same suit or pair of jeans and whatever every day. I have to wear something. I can't be seen in the same thing. And I have to get my makeup, and I have to get my hair done, I have to get waxed, my goodness, when I think about the expense of just maintaining myself as a woman in the very most reasonable sense, it's just it's a much more expensive operation.
Look, I'll be the first guy to say I appreciated the effort. I noticed it. It did not fly over my head, but I'm still at a loss. I've never in 1,000 years thought that not coming in with babysitter money has ever made me or any other man ever cheap.
Well, Stephanie, I know you called him cheap, but remember, this is a free second date package.
It's kind of free. I mean, we'll pay for all the activities, but we ain't gonna pay for your sitter either.
Don't make us look cheap, please. Don't make us look cheap.
That's on you guys.
Stephanie, would you consider a second date?
That's really nice offer, you guys, but I'm gonna stick on this. No, thank you.
My hopes are dashed again.
Okay.
Guys, thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, it's been an eye-opening experience.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.